All right, I think this is going to be really cool. I want to tell you a story about myself. So this whole journey that I'm on started when I got done playing football at Kennesaw about a year and a half ago. So for the majority of my life, I grew up around sports, and I knew nothing different than being on a team and being involved in sports almost every single day of my life. So when I got done playing that, I had the team aspect kind of stripped away from me for the first time in my life. And those following months when I got done with football, I really didn't feel that lack of team, that lack of community, because I spent a lot of time traveling and my days were really, really busy. But when I came back from traveling and I had one more semester of school, that's when I started to feel the void that was growing inside of me from the lack of community, the lack of team, the lack of accountability. Because I had a similar day, but instead of majority of my day being regimented and, you know, having somewhere to go and somewhere to be every single moment of the day, I felt that, like, wow, like, what am I supposed to do today? Like, what kind of, like, what's my purpose? Like, what? So that's when I started to feel the void. And I knew I wasn't the only one too. I knew I wasn't the only one because I would have conversations with my friends who were either coming out of sports or just coming from a fraternity or sorority and being so involved in community in college and being thrusted into the real world and them getting a job and just throwing like 10, 12 hours a day working at this job because they want to have a successful career. They want to be successful and they work so hard at the jobs every single day of the week. And then the only day they get for themselves is Saturday is to be around their friends, and they go and they just get drunk. And we would talk on the phone. They're like, dude, like, this doesn't really seem like a great life. There's got to be more to life than just working really hard throughout the week, just living for the weekend and drinking on the weekend with your friends. And that kind of be it. Like, my friends were like, there's got to be more to life than just this. And then I would talk to my football teammates or just other people that played sports in college. And now they had the team stripped away from them. And they're like, dude, like, I feel like the stuff that I do really doesn't matter as much as it did when I was on a team. And I could relate to that. And we would talk about that. So I knew I wasn't the only one. And that's when I had the idea of starting the podcast. So because I would have these conversations and it was helpful to me is to hear somebody else going through a similar, you know, trial in their life of kind of facing the same challenges that I was facing. So I knew I wasn't the only one, and I knew that these conversations that I was having with all my friends were helping me, and I knew if they were helping me, they can help other people. So that's when the podcast was created. And honestly, when I found the podcast, like, that kind of brought like life back into my life. It kind of gave me a mission. It kind of gave me a purpose because I was like, all right, I'm going to do 2 a week. And I kind of based my whole life, my whole schedule around being able to produce 2 a week. It was so cool. Like, on the weekends, like, during that time, for like almost 4 months, I stopped going out. I stopped drinking. I kind of, like, all my whole weekend was filled with podcasts because I was still in school. So I had to balance school and work throughout the week. And so on the weekend was really the only time I could do these podcasts. So my whole weekend was filled with, how can I grow this podcast? How can I become a better podcaster? How can I edit and film these podcasts? I learned everything off of YouTube University, everything. And it was just filled with podcasting, and it was so fun. It gave me an excuse to go hang out with some of my friends that I haven't seen in a while, sit down for about an hour and a half and have these awesome conversations in person and just record them. And then I would post them. And the coolest thing is, like, the feedback I would get from people that I haven't talked to since like elementary school or middle school, or people that I've never talked to, were just friends, you know, through other friends, just mutual friends. And they would reach out and be like, hey man, I know we don't talk much, but like, the stuff that you're doing is really helping. Like, it's encouraging to watch you chase after a dream. And it kind of, like, inspires me to take a step, you know, out of my comfort zone and try something new. And I thought that was just so cool to hear people say that. So a couple months after that, I came to my roommate, Jake Hayes. I was like, hey, like, I want to put on some muscle. Like, I'm tired of being skinny. I want to put on some muscle. I was like, give me some advice. And he showed me Michael Smoke's Instagram. He's like, hey, I just followed this dude recently, and I think that his content is really good. You should follow him and consume some of his content. I was like, awesome. So I followed him, and he followed me back later that day, and he had like a lot of followers who didn't follow many people. And I just remember that moment. I got so excited. I was like, oh, I like ran into the kitchen. I was like, Jake, he followed me back. And Jake sent him some DMs because he's in a local Atlanta guy, and they have a run club every Tuesday morning that starts at 6 a.m. And Smoke was like, hey, y'all need to come to our run club next week. And this was like Sunday night. So we're like, all right, let's go. Like, we were so excited. And we went to this run club and met so many new people. It was so cool. And I remember Jake and I talking to Smoke, and like that later that day, he was flying out to Dallas to do a podcast. And like, that's what he does full time now, is create content and just help people. But we kind of got his story on the run that we did. And it was so cool hearing how he went from going to college to working a job in like corporate America, and then like leaving corporate America to be like a full-time entrepreneur and content creator. And it was just really encouraging to hear that story. And I'll never forget the drive home with Jake and I back to the house. It was like we won a big football game. We were so excited. We were like yelling and celebrating in the truck because we realized that he's no different than us. We were like, dude, if he can do it, like we can do it too. And I just remember that moment, like we looked at each other and I looked at Jake. I was like, we're going to do it. I was like, we're going to do it. And that was just like a really pivotal and cool moment for me of just realizing like, oh, I do belong. Like I can do this. So we ended up going like 2 weeks in a row. And like, honestly, it might've been that next week. I got a DM from this guy named Gabe Pinto, who was hosting an event in Atlanta. And he invited Jake and I to come out to this event. And Jake was like, I think I'm going to go, because he had this one guy, you know, hosting it with him or as part of the event that was a big meal prep, like the biggest meal prep guy in the state of Georgia. And Jake was just now dabbling into that. And so he wanted to go. I really wasn't planning on going. I was like, yeah, that looks cool. It's not really my thing. And so we go to that. It was Tuesday morning or Thursday morning. And we go to the run in the morning. And the guy that's like really the leader of the run club, Colin Beecham, was, hey, he's like, my friend Gabriel's got an event tonight. Y'all should come. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna go. So we went, and dude, it was awesome. I met so many cool people, a lot of like young, like-minded individuals that were wanting to do something with their life. But the whole time that we were there, the only thing I was thinking of was like, dude, like, we can do this. Like, I can do something like this. So on the ride home again from that, Jake and I wanted like another Super Bowl. We're just like yelling and like hooting and hollering. We're like, bro. Oh, and like, I was like, the only thing that I could think of in there is like, we can do this. I was like, Jake, we can host an event just like that, but better. And that's what I told him. So I was like, I want to do this. I was like, we have enough friends that we could text and do this. So that like a couple days passed by and the thought was still in my head. And we really didn't talk much about it. And I went to Jake one night, we just got done eating dinner, and I looked at him, I was like, how can we do this? I was like, I want to do this. And he asked a really good question. He was like, okay, why are we not doing it? I was like, what is the excuse? He asked me, he's like, what is the excuse on why we're not doing it? I was like, The excuse that I'm telling myself is I have a lot on my plate right now, and I really don't have the time. I don't really have the place to do it. And I just don't have the resources or the time to really host an event like that. And then Jake was like, yeah, that sounds like a good excuse. That's the reason why we're not doing it. And he's like, okay, if we did it, what would it look like? It's like, well, we would probably go to a place like Sam's Warehouse, the Cold Life, where there's cold plunges. It's a big warehouse, enough like couches and just a big enough space to host people. And I would honestly just text the run club that I'm in, reach out to some of my friends. And I was like, I got enough friends that we could get about 30 to 40 people there of just like-minded individuals and just kind of hang out cold plunge and just talk about like how we can improve each other's life. And Jake was like, so why don't we do it? I was like, all right. He's like, but what is the purpose? Like, why would people want to come to this thing? He's like, why would people want to come? I was like, And I thought about it. I was like, well, the only thing that I can promise if people came would leave there with more friends than you came with, and you would leave there feeling more energized about life. It's like you would leave, if you came to this event, you would leave there with more friends than you came with, meaning that you would go there and you would meet people and you'd become friends with them, and you would leave there feeling more energized about life because of all the conversations you have with these people, all the relationships that you would make, and all the stories that you would hear of people doing awesome things, of stuff that you want to do. You would leave there feeling more motivated, more energized about life. And I was like, and that's really the only thing that I can promise. Like, I can't really promise like people's like complete life will be changed, but you'll leave there with more friends and more energy about life. And, you know, Jake was like, dude, there's really nothing better than that. I was like, all right, let's do it. So we made that plan literally a week before we did it. We made that plan that Thursday. We're like, all right, let's do it. I was like, we got some momentum now. Let's select a date and let's just do it. And dude, talk about like the most winged thing. It was so cool. We sent a couple like texts out. I made like one reel. I made one post on Instagram, and It got like got shared a little bit. How some people hit me up on DM. Luckily, Michael Smoke posted on his TikTok. He had people hit him up, and we had this event the next Thursday at the Cold Life. And dude, we had like 30 or 40 people there, and it was so cool. It was one of the coolest things. Like, and we got up there, and like I wrote down like what I wanted to say like the night before. Like, not a whole lot of preparation, but it was awesome, and we met so many cool people. And just on the ride home again, Jake and I, dude, it's like we won the Super Bowl again. We were just like hooting and hollering. We're like, dude, we're like, we did it. We did it. We made a plan and we did it. We had the idea come into our head and we took action just like that, imperfect action. And that's what we did. So I wanted to host an event. And within a week, we hosted and created an event. Because one of my goals this year, when I made my vision and all my goals for 2024, I said that I wanted to go to some speaking engagements and speak. Well, I've never been invited to a speaking engagement, and I would never be invited to a speaking engagement unless I got out there and started to speak and prove to people that I can do this. So instead of like reaching out to people like, hey, can I come speak at your event? Like, we just created our own. And I think that's really cool. So after that speaking engagement, I hit up one of my online friends, Danny Miranda, who's a big podcaster, and he's doing a lot of cool things with his life. He's doing a lot of things that I want to do. And I hit him up because he was hosting a men's retreat. And I hit him up on Instagram, and he was like, dude, I would love to have you. So I went out there. So this is me speaking things into existence. I'm actually going to Danny's retreat in 2 weeks. It's the first weekend in April. So this is me like foreshadowing what I want. This is me still telling a story of how hopefully my life happens. So I go to Danny Miranda's retreat and it changes my life. I meet a lot of cool people. I start to understand how they do this thing, like do these things full time. And while I'm there, I realize like, wow, I can do this too. Like, I can host men's retreats too. So I come back from that, and 2 weeks later, I host my own retreat. I ask myself the question, okay, why can't I do this? What's the excuse I'm telling myself of why I can't do this right now? Kind of the same excuse as last one. Well, I don't really have the resources. I don't really have like all the much free time. I don't know who would want to come and pay that money to, you know, cover all the expenses and go for two nights, a whole weekend to like a cabin. It's like, okay, that sounds like a valid excuse of why I'm not doing it. But if I did it, what would it look like? Well, I would probably rent an Airbnb, or have some friends up here in the, you know, the mountains of North Georgia that have a cabin, where I would just rent out the cabin and you know, post it online like, hey, I'm hosting a men's retreat. The only thing that I can promise is that you'll leave there with more friends and you'll leave there feeling more energized about life. So I hosted this men's retreat and it went awesome. Like, we had 10 guys. We all, you know, became closer. We came closer to God. We kind of came closer to just ourselves. And we worked out, we hopped in the cold, like the cold river. We went hiking, we went on a run. We saw the sunrise in the morning, and we kind of just figured out what was important to us and why things were important to us and how we can keep living, you know, the most ideal day more frequently than we are right now. It was just awesome. It was just like a community building, just like purpose building. And we just became more clear on the things, on what we want to do in life and why we want to do it. So that was a very pivotal time in my life. And I started to host those retreats once every month, and it just began to grow. And during this time, I started to document my dad's journey of growing his podcast with these coaches. And it was so cool. We would ride around in the truck and go from high school to high school, and we would do about two or three podcasts a day. And my dad would go to these high schools and get the story from the other coaches of why they got into coaching, how they got into coaching, like memorable games, memorable players they coached and coached against, some of their favorite memories from their however long they've been coaching. And it just started to take off, and I would just go behind him and document the whole process and, you know, record and edit all his podcast. And it was just one of the greatest things that I've done in my life, was to do this with my dad and help him grow his podcast and his business. And it's been so fun to ride around. So I do that like Monday through Wednesday. And on the weekends, I host these men's retreat once a month. And on the weekends, I kind of focus on my personal mission of having these awesome conversations with these awesome people and just record these conversations, because if they're helping me, I know that they can help other people too. And majority of my week now is, the first half is helping my dad grow and build his business. And the second half is, you know, just help grow in communities and help people feel more comfortable in their own skin. So some of my days are hopping on calls and kind of just breathing and talking in life and encouragement into some of the people that I hop on the calls with. And I guess you could call it a mentor, but I just breathe life and encouragement and make people feel more confident in what they're doing. And I want to keep growing these communities that I'm growing, whether it's these run clubs, these like retreats. I just want to bring people together. I want to connect the right people with the right people. I want to, and I am becoming someone that knows a lot of people, knows the right people, and can be able to tell, okay, this person could elevate their life if they knew this person, and this person would elevate their life if they knew these people. I need to get these two together because they're on a similar mission and they can help each other out. That's the person that I'm becoming. Like where I'm flying out to Austin, to New York, to LA, to be involved in these communities and learn from these people of how they host these events and how they can connect communities better and how they can just breathe encouragement and life into these people and make people feel more valuable, make people feel seen. And hosting these men's retreats once every month and just getting a group of guys just to come closer to themselves and to God and just being able to connect people to people. Like this just didn't happen overnight. Like this took a couple of years to develop. I had to grow as a person. I had to go through these experiences to be able to become the person that can do all this. So all those times I was sleeping on the couch, all these times that I was driving 2 hours there and back just to do podcasts because I'm living up at my parents' house because I don't have a house in the city. Like all of this is the reason why I'm doing the things that I'm doing now. Like I said, it does not happen overnight. And that's kind of my story of how I've gotten to where I'm at today. So that was majority of that story is the stuff that I've already gone through, but some of that from when I went to Danny's thing, which I am going in 2 weeks, from that retreat until now, I've kind of just really speaking that into existence of all the things that I want to do and that I think I'm going to do. Obviously, I need the right people to come into my life to help make that happen. But that is something that I'm going to do is I'm going to go to this retreat and kind of just get some ideas, see how things are running. I want to have a group of 10 guys go up to the mountains and just try to become closer to themselves, try to become closer to God, try to become closer to each other and just see how we can help each other. And literally the only thing I can promise is you'll leave there with more friends and you'll leave there feeling more energized about life. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I want to do. And I think it's so cool like that. I think visualization, and if you can think it, like you can achieve it. Like if you can think it, you can achieve it. I truly believe that. And I keep having these thoughts, so I'm going to do it. Like the first time we hosted an event, like Jake and I asked the questions, okay, what's the excuse we're telling ourselves of why we can't do it? Answer that. Okay, if we did it, what would it look like? We answered that. And then a week later, we did it. I mean, the same thing with the podcast. I was like, why can't I do this? Answered it. If I did it, what would it look like? Riding around, you know, to my friends' houses, plug some stuff up to my computers, buy some microphones off Amazon, get a tripod and, you know, record it on my phone. Okay, easy. I started doing it and I've been doing it. So just if you want to do something, if you keep thinking of something, ask yourself, what's the excuse you're telling yourself of why you're not doing it? Answer that. And then ask yourself, okay, if I did it though, regardless of the excuse, what would it look like? And then do it. Like imperfect action. And that's kind of my word of the year is imperfect action. Just go, go, go and learn, learn, learn. And the more you do, the more things will just start to fall in place. The right people will come into your life and help you. So that's kind of me telling my story of where I've gotten to, where I'm not even there yet, but I think I'm going to get there. And that's kind of me telling my story of how I've gotten here. And I'm just so appreciative of the people in my life. Because obviously I can't do anything without people. Like you can't do this journey alone. Like if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I believe the difference between good and great is the good and great people have almost the same level of like quote unquote success, all the material things, all what, you know, society would deem successful. I think good and great people have similar levels of success, but the difference is the great people, once they get to a new level, they turn around and bring someone up with them. Like the great people bring people with them. I think that's the difference between being good and being great. And I'm trying to be great. Like I want to bring as many people that want to go with me to where I think I'm going. But like I'm getting pulled up too. Like that's the, like I want to be helped. Like I want to be helped. And I think that's why a lot of people help me. I think that's why a lot of people help me is because they can tell, okay, this guy is in it for the right reason. This guy wants to be helped. He like admits he doesn't know. He doesn't have all the answers. I'll never claim to have all the answers. I want to keep learning and keep growing. And the only way I can do that is get around people that are doing similar things to what I want to do. So I want to be coached. I want to be helped. But when I do get to that next level where I feel like, okay, I have a good understanding of this, I'm going to turn around and help somebody that was in my position a couple months ago or a year ago and help them and bring them and shorten that timeline down so where they can get to the level that I'm at. And I'm going to look back up, find somebody that I want to learn from, latch onto them, and just and take their advice. When they give advice, take it and actually implement it into your life. Start taking action, figuring out what works for you, because what worked for them might not work for you, but they can be like, hey, like, yeah, do this. This can really work for you, but like, watch out for this rock here. Like, watch out for this ditch here. Like little things like that, that could really, you know, save a lot of time and allow you to get to that next level. So like, my thing is I want to be coached and I actually implement the advice that I'm given. And then once I get there, I'm gonna turn around and, you know, look for my friends and look whoever wants to be helped. That's the key, that you want to be helped. Because there's a lot of people that say, yeah, I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. And then you talk to them, but their actions don't line up with the words. They go out every weekend and drink. Or they're still hanging out with people that you're like, dude, like, that's just not the crowd that, if you keep hanging out with that crowd, like none of them even want to do all the things that you're doing. So wanting to, people want to help people that want to be helped, if that makes sense. And I think that's why people want to help me, is because I'm willing to let the parts of me that need to die in order for me to go to that next level and become the best version of myself. Like, I'm willing to let the parts of me that need to die. So I appreciate and love each one of y'all, and I'll see y'all next week.